What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming-of-age movie.
Sometimes it's nice to tune the world out with your favorite music, and we spend a good amount of time doing that.
Since there are so many amazing songs and artists out there, we wanted to share some of our favorites with you.
Before we jump into all the music, let's just do a really, really quick life update just because it's been a minute since we recorded together. Last week, I recorded with a few of my friends, and Julia was not there, and it was so great not being with her.
I
So,
had fun too.
yeah.
I had ice cream, so.
Okay, so we're gonna do a really quick life update just to kind of catch you up. Like I mentioned last week, if you listened, I'm currently in a musical, and that is getting really intense. Tomorrow, I'm gonna be at school from 8 a.m. or 7:40 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I'm super excited.
I'm not gonna be, so.
And so I'm pretty busy. And so because of that, next week Julia is gonna be doing a solo episode. I don't know on what. So get excited for that.
Secret. Shh. I'm very excited.
That means she doesn't know. I'm
No, I
just
do know.
kidding.
We've
I'm just
talked about
kidding.
it.
Oh, I don't know. We'll talk about it later.
Okay. I'm very excited. Solo episode next week, my second one ever. Should be fun. Yeah. I don't know. Do I have any good life updates? Robotics. That's it. It's going well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's been
Excited.
chill. It's been chill. The marking,
Yeah.
we're on quarters, our school, marking periods, but also, semesters, two marking periods per semester. And our first semester just ended. And so it's kind of exciting, kind of scary because
We're
second
now
half of junior
once
year.
we're one semester away from being seniors, which is absolutely terrifying. And also, all of our senior friends are like,
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. I'm so sad. Some of my, yeah, okay,
of
anyway.
emotions going on right now. You can put it that way.
Yeah, so that's our lives right now. But that's not what this episode's about. This episode's about music. I
Yeah, I love
can't
music.
believe we haven't done an episode on music yet. I feel like it's because it's hard to talk about,
It is. I feel like. No, I think you just said that perfectly because it's like music, it's like there's so many different genres and stuff for people. Like,
And it's
you
hard to
know.
get specific without getting so specific that it's so niche that nobody listens, you know what I mean? Like if we were a music podcast, then we could be like, oh, here's an episode about this artist and this type and whatever, but otherwise it's just
That
yeah.
would be so funny to try and do because we have such different music tastes. Like,
I
can
was
you imagine?
okay, Julia suggested this idea and I was kind of nervous because she listens to a lot of weird music.
I do. But,
I was
like,
kind of nervous that
that's
she was
kind of
gonna
why I
start
want to
bringing
do it.
up I was worried she was gonna be like because she listens to a lot of Minecraft
I
gamers.
didn't list any Minecraft
I
gamers.
was so proud of you.
That was part of my goal. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna be regular for this episode. I am not gonna put in any Minecrafters or Lovely the Band because I'm pretty sure you guys have already heard me talk about them a lot. So.
Yeah, for sure. So, for this actually this past Christmas, I got Spotify Premium, which has been the best thing I've ever gotten. I've had it for just over 2 months now, and it's been the best investment ever, and I'm so happy with it. My Spotify Wrapped is gonna be really high this year because I'm listening to it a lot because I can choose what songs I hear now and no more ads.
And I love to bully Kira for it, even though I use my mom's Amazon Prime account. But you know,
I love
I think
Spotify.
it's still funny.
No, I love my Spotify's like my child. I have it instead of email, on the bottom of your phone, you have the four apps,
Use
text.
Spotify instead of your email?
Yeah, because I don't check my email, but I check.
I only have three. I took the email one off. I just have my text, call, and FaceTime.
Yeah, I have my Spotify there because I literally use it all the time.
That's so fun.
So anyway, let's just jump into the music, I guess,
Yeah,
into
so
the
first we're
songs.
gonna list off, yeah, some of our favorite songs.
Okay, I'm trying to think of how to do this without it, because it's so hard to talk about individual songs. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, this song is like this, and it's really upbeat and it's cool, whatever. So I'm just gonna say the song and a little bit about it, I guess. This first one is called Listomania by Phoenix, and I actually don't even know what Listomania means. I looked it up at one point. I don't remember what it means,
I'm gonna look it
but
up, I'm curious.
okay. But I actually heard it on the radio while I was at a crosswalk, and there was a crossing guard, so I was stopped, and I saw it on, I heard it on the radio, and I saw the name, and I was like, let me really quickly write this down. And so I pulled up my phone, so quickly wrote it, as the crossing guard was telling me to go, and I'm like, wait, 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 wait. I wrote it down, and then I kept driving, and then I listened to it when I got home, and I loved it again. So, yeah.
Listomania or List Fever was the intense fan frenzy directed toward Hungarian composer Franz Liszt during his performances.
Right. I don't know, but it's a really good song. It's really, I don't know. I feel like A lot of the songs I like kind of like sound similar, and I can't explain what it is. Like I had a playlist when I was younger called Serotonin But Weird, and that's how I described my music taste, because I was like, it makes you feel like uplifted but in like a dramatic weird way. I don't know, but yeah, that's my first song. Do you want to go back and
That's
forth?
nice.
Are we feeling that?
Sure. Yeah, my favorite song. Okay, no. My first song is 505 by Arctic Monkeys. I really don't listen to a lot of Arctic Monkeys. I'd like to more, but 505, it has just such like a nice vibe to it. Like I feel like it just the way that like it just like sounds, it just like makes me feel like I'm driving down the 505. Like I know that's exactly
Have
what
you
I'm
ever
supposed to
driven
do.
down the 505?
No, but I imagine if I did, it would feel like this song. And I think that's just a very important fact that people should know.
Okay, sounds good. My next one, I played for Julia one time in the car, and she was like, "What is this? It's called Girl I Met on the Internet."
Wait,
Girl I
wasn't this
Met
the
on
one?
the Internet. What?
Was this the one with like the weird like 80s like?
Yeah, like it starts off sounding kind of like an 80s video game intro. Like I can't even explain it, but then it goes. I don't know. It's a pretty cool song. Okay, weird fact about me. I listen to a lot of lesbian music, but I'm very much straight. But the way I kind of
Was
think
wondering
of
if you were
it.
going to touch on that or not, and I was not going to bring it up.
No, but the like I listen to a lot of Girl in Red, but like I'm straight. But I was thinking about it. I was trying to figure out why, and I think it's because I can listen to it and like jam out to it without having to relate to it. You know what I mean?
That's
Like
true.
I can just chill because I'm like, oh, I don't have to experience this, so it's good. So that's like a lesbian song. It's a really good song. Like I didn't realize it was a lesbian song. I don't know. It's a good song. Woo!
Sounds very
It sounds
nice.
pretty like it's also from like I forget like a few years ago, so it's kind of got that like weird YouTube 2015 vibe. I don't know. It's a cool song.
I think my next song is Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. Now, if you guys know Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley, I think it is. It's like the exact same thing, but like a
I'm
little
sorry.
a
I have
bit
to
more
interrupt.
modern.
You cannot compare any song to what? Like, no, you can't say it's the exact same thing. That's actually illegal.
No, like the vibes are the same.
Okay, the vibe's the same, but don't compare.
Yeah.
Oh
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hold on. That's copyright. Okay. Let
no,
me
it's not.
rephrase that.
Okay, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's like oh, they're literally the Beatles. Like, no, it's the Beatles. You can't like compare this random song to the Beatles, or like
Okay,
Elvis.
to be fair, I didn't know. I'm pretty sure it's Elvis. It might be, not be. I
It's
think it
Elvis.
is though.
It is.
Okay, the songs are very similar, and I like that a lot because I find like a good song, and then I like all the songs that sound exactly, not exactly like it. Jeez, no, we just talked about that. That sound similarly like it and make me feel similar while watching them,
Okay.
listening to them. Oh my God, but yeah, I think it's a very good song, and you should listen to it.
Also, I just want to say the songs that I picked are not like my favorite songs ever because I tried to pick songs that are like not like oh quirky, but like ones that maybe you haven't heard before and like things that I've heard recently. So that's like I don't these aren't my favorite songs, they're like because they're really random songs. Okay. This next one is called It's Not Living If It's Not With You by the 1975, which you might have heard because it's like not too weird. But I forget where I heard this. I think it came up on like I was listening to a playlist and it was like, you know, suggested songs because I like finished the playlist. And I heard it and it's that same thing where it's like serotonin but weird, where it just makes you feel like I can literally overcome anything and life is beautiful. It just got such a good like build and such a good chorus where it's so strong and it just makes you feel like you're flying, really.
I have never heard the song, but I'm literally gonna like listen to it right after this because that title is just, oh my gosh, I just
It's
love that
really good.
title.
It's really good. I promise.
My next song is Angel with a Shotgun. It's absolutely amazing. I don't know how I found this song, but I think I was just literally what Kira said for the last one. I was just like listening to a playlist and it came on. And ever since, it has been added to like every single one of my playlists that it works with. It is such a good song. It's like such like a hype song. I always listen to it when I'm like ready to like go somewhere, even to just like do nothing. Like I'm gonna go get coffee, and I'm just like, you know what? I wanna feel hyped to get coffee. I play this song because it is such a good song. You should listen to
If only I get hyped to get coffee, I'm just like thinking about that.
You guys
Okay.
probably haven't had coffee yet today.
Yeah, it's early. My next one, this one's kind of different. Like it's more chill. I feel like I have like two main types of music taste. Actually, no, three. Like I said, the one where it's like, you know, makes me feel like you can conquer the world. Then like the one where it's like I'm chill and retired and living in a condo in like
California.
yeah, like Laguna Beach or whatever. I don't know. Where those rich people live and just feels like you're like, ooh, chill. Or I'm really edgy and I only shop at Hot Topic, and that's just when I'm feeling really down and I just want to feel like I'm like a baddie with like, I don't know. I hate when I get into those phases because it's not good for anybody. But anyway, like I had an intense 21 Pilots phase, and I'm never gonna hear the end of it from anyone. But this one is called Lover's Rock by TV Girl, and it's really chill. It feels like you're just like driving down Sunset Boulevard, and it's a nice breeze, and it smells like the beach, and it's just a good time. That's the only way I can describe
That's very nice.
it.
I'd say my next song, okay, it's 18, not by One Direction. This is very important. And I don't know how to say this person's name, so I might just butcher it, but it's Annabor, I think. I don't know. But okay, it is such a good song because it's like, I don't know. I always love comparing it to 18 by One Direction because, like, same title, totally different vibes. Because 18 by One Direction is like, I have loved you since you were 18. And 18 by this guy is like, if you want to PO your parents, date me to scare them,
Oh, that's
show
that
them you're all
song?
grown up. Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like it's
okay.
also a song that like people like just know but don't know the title of. So that's that song. It's really good. Yeah.
Interesting. And my last one, I'm gonna do like this together. It's two songs, but it's just like, okay, just in general, Lorde. Like, I didn't want to talk about her for like artists because I tried to pick artists that I feel like weren't too popular. And Lorde is obviously very popular. But two that I like have gotten into recently are West Coast and Perfect Places, which like they're not like underground, but I just need to shout them out because they're just so good. They just have such good like overall vibes. I don't know. Lorde as an artist kind of just makes me feel like old money, and I dig it. So that's kind of, yeah, that's it.
Got some Gatsby vibes going on.
Yeah, but like not like old money like in the 20s, like old money like now.
Oh.
So like, you know, like, living in Massachusetts, like in those mansions and like on the lake, or I don't even know. That's what she feels like to me.
Gotcha. I have a couple more. Just kind of go breeze through them really quick. Someone to You by The Banners, especially the acoustic version. That is honestly one of my all-time favorite songs of all time, just because that's a really good song and I love it a lot. Tiffany Blues by Fall Out Boy. Absolutely amazing song. It's just like I don't know what it is. There's like crack cocaine or something in that song. I am addicted to it. It is so good.
Okay.
We have 2004 by Anthony Amorim, I think. I think it blew up on TikTok like a year ago or something. And I don't know. I like it because I think the year 2004 is pretty cool, but you know, it's also a very good song in general. And then Black and White by Niall Horan. That's from his album Heartbreak Weather. I think that is a very, very good song. It is very like, I don't know what it is. It just speaks to me. Does that make sense? That you don't ever
Yeah.
just get a song that just speaks to
It
you.
just hits really deep in a
It just hits
personal
different.
way. I feel that. I feel that.
That song.
So those are some good ones. So everyone should go listen to all of those songs and let us know what you think. If we gave them good descriptions, which we definitely like did not, because we're bad at talking, which is why we have a podcast.
Yeah, because we're smart.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so now we're gonna jump into some like bands and artists. So I feel like I'm gonna have some more to say about this, but watch, I won't. Anyway, my first one is Beach House, which I feel like they're popular for a few of their songs, like Space Song is their biggest one, I think. And they just, okay, it's they're this duo. It's like a keyboard player and a guitarist. And their songs are just so like, I don't want like dreamy, but just like light, and like you were just like literally on top of like the tallest mountain, just looking over the entire city and just being like, I can't explain it. It's just it, okay, you have to listen. It's just so light
I'll
and so
listen to them
like,
now. That was deep.
do it. It's a they're amazing. And they also like didn't release music for like 7 years, and then they released an album recently, and it was insane. So you should all go listen. I really want to get one of their albums on vinyl, because imagine that. That would be insane. Anyway,
Be
that's
very
that.
fun.
That's my first one.
Yeah, speaking of vinyl albums, apparently like Urban Outfitters is having this thing where you can buy like One Direction album like vinyls, but like change the color of the actual
Oh
vinyl.
yeah, no, I mean, I don't know about that, but I've seen like, I know like Olivia Rodrigo for Sour had like each store her vinyl was in was a different color. It was
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
I got the black one because I didn't know, but it was also like the easiest, you know. It was like, you know, Amazon is black or whatever, but then it was like certain ones had like purple or like clear. It was like insane. That's
But
so
yeah,
cool.
some records are pretty sick looking. I only have, actually, no, I lied. I have Disney ones that are blue and green.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of One Direction, they're my first band of today. One
Wow, I've never
Direction.
heard of them. Who's that?
Honestly, I
Decade.
don't really know. She's like a bunch of guys.
It's really underground.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't. You might not know them. You know, they're kind of like, they don't really make any more music. You know, you kind of should like be there for it. But you know, I think they're really cool. I can't keep that up. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, just
They're
keep going.
honestly, I only really like their mainstream stuff. Like, if my friends listen to this, I'm gonna like get in trouble. But their mainstream stuff is like only the good music that they have, because like, I don't know, some of their songs, like, they're not that good. But the mainstream ones are very good. They're very, don't know. Sorry. Cut that out. But yeah, I like One Direction a lot. I think they're pretty good. Again, only their mainstream stuff. But yeah.
Okay, very nice. My next one. Okay, before I was avoiding saying dreamy because I really wanted to use that word to describe this group. It's M83, and I don't know too much about like them as people or like who it is. Like, watch this like one
Oh my
person.
God, wait. Yeah, can we put a disclaimer at the beginning of this? These people may all be bad. We just like their music. We don't know anything about them or their
Oh
personal
yeah,
lives.
that too. But I also didn't mean that. I meant like, you know the thing where it's like when you find out that oh, who is that artist? Oh my God, like, oh, like Tame Impala is just one guy, like, because like people are like, oh, but my favorite band is Tame Impala, but it's like one artist,
Is it
like,
actually just one guy?
yes. So I feel like that's how I sound right now. But M83, I don't know anything about like them or whatever, but the music is insane. I was avoiding using Dreamy for Beach House because M83 is Dreamy. All their songs are in a lot of movies, especially like the big climactic scenes. It's just so like, oh my God, like. If I need to cry for some reason, like if I need to force myself to cry, I'm gonna listen to one of their songs. You've definitely heard them, like, well, like you wouldn't know the names though, cause, or like because they like don't have words. They're just like, I mean, they
So it's
sound
like Tame Impala,
like
kind of.
they, I don't know, like they do have words, but like it's just, I don't know. It's so hard to explain music, but M83 feels like the color purple and City Lights. That was my description. I hate myself. But yeah, go listen to M83. I love them.
My next band is also really underground. You guys probably don't know them. The Killers. I don't know. They're kind of like, they had like one cool song, Mr. Brightside. I don't know. But they're
Yeah.
actually genuinely one of like my favorite bands ever. I just really wanted to talk about them because I'm seeing them in concert in a couple months, and I just kind of wanted to bring that up. But you know, they're very cool. I think their music is like, it kind of like, to me, like, I know nothing about like the 80s or anything or the 90s, but I feel like this just like represents the 90s. Like, it's like my perception of what the 90s is. Does that make sense?
I could agree with that.
That could be like
I'm way more into
100%.
like 80s, 90s, and so
Yeah,
yeah.
Kieran knows more than I do, but like, as somebody who knows nothing about the 90s, like,
I could get on board with that, but
the Killers are what my perception of the 90s was. And that's
okay.
all I need to know. That's really all I need to know.
My next one is, okay, Jack Stauber is this artist and he makes songs. But he's got this little separate thing called Jack Stauber's Micropop, which until this morning I always read as Jack Stauber's Microphone. But then I literally looked it up today just to double check, like to look it up just to make sure I was like saying the right stuff. And it was Micropop, and I was like, oh my God, you have to be kidding me. Like, because whenever I read it, I like, don't read the end of it, I guess. But it's Micropop. And basically, like Jack Stauber and Micropop together, this is just about that. Because Jack Stauber, he's also like a content creator. He like does like animations and he makes these cartoons and songs to go with them, and he has a lot of like TikTok sounds, like, oh, like whenever I'm talking, I can never like think of them off the top of my head, but he does like, oh, he has like everything. It's like Baby Hotline, like that's like one, like Baby Hotline, Please Hold Me Close to You. So like
Oh, I know what you're talking
he
about.
does all of those, and they're so like, he has such like a little like quirky sound where it's like kind of sounds old, like, and sounds like, I don't know, it feels like something that like it reminds me of like my grandparents. I can't explain it. Like, you know, it's like a little bit, it's like old, and the cartoons are just so like minimalistic and so like relaxing. I feel like just overall as a person, he's so talented, and I love all of his songs. And whenever I'm like just need that kind of chill vibe, Jack Stauber.
micropop, not microphone.
He sounds very cool. Next person I have is Kai Dreams. You might know, again, this could be a person or a band. I have no idea. But
Literally, you're all.
I think they're a really cool, they have really cool sounds. One of their songs that was really big was Fireflies. I like that song a lot. And then I ended up listening to like a random playlist I found that had a bunch of their songs. And I like a lot of their songs. So I think they are a very cool band.
Slash
Or
person,
person. I don't know. Yeah.
they
They
seem
might be.
horribly bad at this.
What's it
Okay.
called? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I hate see like because I'm not the kind of person who like, does a lot of research on an artist unless I like really love them, and so I always hate like talking about it because I feel like I'm like embarrassing myself. But my next one is Mitski, and she is one person I do know that, and the reason I put her like I love her songs. I've recently been like hearing so many of them. And the reason I put her is because like all of her songs, the second they come on, you can just tell it's her. She has such a specific sound in like not only in her voice, but just in the way that she like the way the music sounds. Like I can't explain it. Like, you know, a lot of bands and artists will have that, but like when it comes on, the second it comes on, I know it's her. And like if there's a song that comes on like my Spotify that I've never heard, I can tell it's her like right away. And I like the sound, so that's it's a good one. So if you're the kind of person who likes like consistency in artists, then I would definitely recommend Mitski.
My next person, again, very underground. Not many people are gonna know
Stop
him.
saying that. Just like say that.
Machine Gun Kelly. He's I honestly I only like his album Tickets to My Downfall. I think it's actually pretty good. I don't know. Don't really have a lot to say about this one, but I think he's a very good artist, just in general.
Very nice, very nice. It's like, listen to him, he's a good artist, I promise.
He is though. And he's very popular. That's the problem. Because like I
Yeah.
like talking about my next ones, except the last one, because they're kind of like a little more underground.
Okay. My next one is Jukebox the Ghost, which is literally like, wait, I'm gonna check right now how many like monthly listeners they have on Spotify because like I don't know. I only heard them because actually the movie Breakthrough, which Marcel Ruiz stars in, which who we literally interviewed, he they
Should
have
listen to that episode.
yeah, go listen. But they had a song in the movie and I really liked the song and so I like you know saved that song on one of my playlists and then I was like let's listen to their other music and it didn't like it's not like so underground that nobody's heard it but like you know I don't think people like a lot of people listen to them and all their songs like I've always like all their songs are so good and they're all like really I don't want to say like inspirational but like they just make you feel good like they're some you know some songs are really good like you know, like Mitski or like M83 they're kind of like you know they kind of get you in your feels I feel like but these songs just make me feel good make me feel like life is good and so whenever I need that I will definitely turn to Jukebox the Ghost because also I don't know I just feel kind of special because I don't know what I'm talking about because you're not gonna hear these songs on like, the radio so that's kind of like I'm not being like oh I'm so underground because I definitely have like over a million monthly listeners whatever but you know it's not any One Direction.
You just got me curious. I went to go look at this next person I'm talking about, Lux Tides. A couple quick backstory on Lux Tides. I met her at a concert a couple years ago when she was opening for another band I was seeing, and I really liked her music, and I ended up like DMing her on Instagram, and she DM'd me back, and I followed her, and she followed me, and I was really excited because it was the first time a verified person had ever followed me, and I just checked, and she unfollowed me. However, I
Oh.
am still going to shout her out because she is such a good artist. And okay, so Lux Tides, she has such good songs. Not that many, but they are all very good, the ones that she does have. They're like what you it's kind of like a dreamy thing, like what you were saying earlier. It's like the 505, but like not. So it's like literally all I can imagine is just like imagine you're like on like a beach chair. And you're just like, you have headphones in and you're just leaning back, you're relaxed, and you just want to listen to something that just like calm, it's calm and dreamy. You would go to Lux Tides because it's really good music.
Comment. I also looked her up on Spotify and she has like 4,000 monthly listeners, which is like, I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's bad, but like she's really underground. Like
Oh, my next one is incredibly underground. I get to, I'm not gonna pull it though. I'm not gonna say it.
What?
My next one, they're underground.
You're not gonna pull what?
Guys, this is really underground.
Oh. Anyway, my next one is like, super underground. Nobody's ever heard of it, but it's Pink Floyd.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know, but
You don't
they,
know?
I don't know. But okay, the story kind of how I got into Pink Floyd was actually I have a shirt that my mom got me that like is a Pink Floyd shirt, but and I didn't know anything about them, but I just like thought it was a sick shirt, and so I would wear it, and then people would be like, "Oh, you like Pink Floyd?" And it was embarrassing, and then so I started listening to Pink Floyd. Like I listened just so I could say that I knew who they were, but then I really liked their music, and they have like a lot of songs that are like really long. Like I'm talking like 9-part songs, like they're like 20 minutes, and so I love listening to them. And they don't have a lot of words, so I'll listen to it like when I like. I mean, some of them do, but like those don't. And so it's really good for like when I'm doing work because it's just got such a good like. There's so many instruments, and it's kind of like, it's not repetitive. It's like it just it's kind of reminds me of like jazz. It's not jazz, but you know how like in jazz it's like oh very different. So that's kind of that energy, and it's also got that classic kind of like 80s energy that I love, so I am a sucker for it, and they're really good. So now I can wear the shirt and be proud.
I have a really funny story about Pink Floyd.
Okay.
So my grandpa, he at his work, they were doing like a karaoke night or something a couple years ago. And he comes over and he goes, "Julia, I need you to help me like learn how to sing this song." I'm like, "Which song is it?" He goes, "Another Brick in the Wall, Part Two by Pink Floyd." And I was
I
like,
love
"What?"
that one.
He was like, "I need you to help me learn this karaoke." So I kid you not, there is a video on my phone that is like, what's the song, like 6 minutes long, I think. And
It's
it's just my
long.
grandpa singing Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. It is like the funniest thing ever, but it's like, I love that so
That's
much.
beautiful. Wow, I love that. I have to talk to him about
You should.
that. So Pink Floyd.
My next artist is Break Plans. I did check. They have 520 monthly Spotify listeners.
What? Wow, that's really underground. So
Now,
underground that I can't even find my way back up. Huh.
would you like to hear the story of how they found me, actually?
Oh, yes.
So, if you guys know, I like Lovely the Band, right? And I follow them on my personal Instagram. So, because of this, I've actually had a couple bands DM me going, "Hey, we saw you follow Lovely the Band, and we have kind of similar vibes to them. We think that you would like our music."
Good marketing.
Yeah, so I respond to them, and they follow me, and I follow them back, and I DM them every once in a while. I'm like, "Hey, good music." And they're like, "Thanks." And this is actually what happened with one of these bands. And Break Plans is very cool. Their favorite, this they reached out to me a couple of years ago, actually, but still their first song, I think one of the first songs they ever made, Lipstick Number, is still one of my favorites they've ever made. It's literally absolutely amazing. I would play it, but I think we'd get like copyright infringement, so I'm not going
Yeah,
to.
don't.
But like it is such a good song. All of their music is just all like, it's such a good vibe. Like, I really love it so much.
I'm actually like so intrigued right now because so there are these kids that I went to camp with like have a band now, and I just like looked them up on Spotify just to see like because like I whatever just to see how it compared to Break Plans or whatever, and they have 541 monthly listeners, so they have more. I never realized. I don't
Whoa.
know. And I there's one song that they have that has like 20 something thousand streams or whatever. And it's called Pineapple Fanta. Okay, Homesick Locations is the name of the band. I'm not friends with these kids anymore. I was barely friends with them at camp, but they're pretty sick, honestly. And their song Pineapple Fanta is actually really good. I like have it on my playlist. Like I hope they don't know that because that's kind of awkward. Now they'll know, but we're not really friends. But they're actually really good. So that's a quick little shout out. But anyway, my last artist that I wrote down, like I was debating writing this because it's like basic, but I like need to because she's just a legend. Phoebe Bridgers. And Julia saw Phoebe Bridgers live and it makes me mad because she didn't even like her. So
I FaceTimed Kira this, so Kira could watch it.
oh my god, and she was singing Motion Sickness, which is like one of my favorite songs, and it was so sad. But Phoebe Bridgers, she just got like I feel like she's real like relatable. Not like in like oh ha you know hashtag relatable, but like I feel like she just seems like the kind of person that you can just like have a conversation with and not die, like she's I don't know, down to
Jennifer Lawrence
earth.
vibes.
What?
Are we talking Jennifer Lawrence vibes? Like,
I don't know what that means.
looking interesting, the relatable celebrity.
Oh yeah, I guess, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like you could just like have a conversation with her and she wouldn't like be like I'm too cool for you.
And I would, okay, so my final band, not even gonna try it. Hopefully, I really hope that everybody knows who this is, but Fall Out Boy, they are absolutely amazing. I shouted out one of their other songs earlier. I don't know why I said shouted out, but I talked about one of their songs earlier, Tiffany Blues. That's one of my favorite songs. They're such like a good like band just in general. Like their
So
music
emo.
is, yes, so emo. And like they have just so many good songs. I have so many like memories of like 2019 or no, 2020. I would be with Kira and we would go skating and we both have like headphones in, and this is I would be listening to Fall Out Boy on Spotify. Like
I
I
can
just
confirm she would.
yeah. And I was just
Chris,
like
I just want to quickly apologize if
gasped.
the audio gone I got messed up because I don't want to edit it, but I started coughing and so I tried to mute myself, but I forgot how to do it and I paused the recording instead. And so the audio might be messed up for a minute, but just ignore it because I don't want to edit it. So
Gone great. I don't know what you're talking about.
woo! Anyway, yeah. Fall Out Boy. I don't know. I feel like a lot of these artists, like it's like hard to differentiate, like there's an okay. Really weird analogy, but you know how it's like, oh, the middle class is like disappearing. You know, that's like a thing. I feel like the middle, like, of like music is disappearing. So everything's either mainstream or underground. And like, there's not
I
like,
was so curious. I was like, where the heck are you
I
going
know,
with
I'm so
this?
sorry. It was like so weird. But like, I was like, when I'm talking about like Beach House, like M83, I don't know, like Mitski, like people who like, you know, are popular, but not like Dua Lipa or like, you know, Kanye. Like, I feel like I don't know how
Right.
to describe them. So, because, like, you know, they obviously don't have 500 monthly listeners, but also, like, you don't hear their names every day. So, I don't know. That's kind of, I just want to put that out there. Like, I know these artists aren't, like, you know, no one listens to them, but they're just, you know, the ones, because there are so many artists out there now, and so many people listen to so much music, and it's hard to categorize. So, I just wanted to say that.
That's a good point. I feel like so many it's very like polarized,
Yeah, exactly. The middle class of music is gone.
dang economy, man.
The Tang economy. And really quickly, we had a few playlists we wanted to like shout out, but we're just gonna do it really quickly. I'm just gonna go through mine like zip zap zop. First one's called Ending Credits. I Made It. You cannot find it because I don't want people following my Spotify making fun of me. But it's just songs that I think would sound really good in the ending credits of a movie. And that's that. My next one I did not make, but it's called Songs About Being 17, and I've been listening to it since a week before I turned 17. Like, it was very planned. And I actually found a lot of my favorite songs like from that playlist. That's actually where I found Girl I Met on the Internet, because she says a line where she's like, "Please leave me alone, I'm 17." And so that's where I heard that. And my last one, this one isn't like real, but I mean, it's called like My Life is a Comedy, and it's just a playlist that I found on TikTok of like a bunch of like weird like Pixar songs, like The Office theme song. It's like the Monsters, Inc. theme song. And it's like the comedic relief things. And it's like, play this when you're sad because you're just gonna feel like your life is a comedy and you won't be sad anymore. And those are my playlists that I wanted to shout out.
I
Your
have three
turn.
playlists to go. One, the first one's called Love and War fanfic. I don't know how I found this. I don't think I've ever read anything called Love and War, but it is really good. It's got a bunch of the songs that I usually listen to. So if you want to know a lot about my music taste, go listen to that playlist. Another thing I just like to do in general, if you're like me and love reading or love movies too much, then you can look up like playlists for certain characters. It's really cool. I think the Marvel ones are always really fun to listen to, especially the Harry Potter ones as well. And then finally, this is one that I would listen to with Kira all the time last year or 2 years ago. Songs we all have weird emotional connections to. It's literally just like a bunch of like nostalgic songs from like 2000 like 8 to like 2000 like 17, I guess. I don't know. They're like they just like if you have like that like hole in you, it fills that hole in you. Like I don't know what it is, but that's exactly how I feel whenever I hear this playlist. Like it is just so sweet. It's the best
I
thing.
love listening to this playlist like in Julia's pool. 'Cause she has like an above ground pool in the summer. When it's night and she has a speaker that like lights up and goes in the pool and
It's like the coolest thing.
we just listen to this and it's like I don't know. It's really, yeah, it's like, you know, those old songs that you would like hear in like third grade and you kind of, but not the ones where it's like not like the pop ones where it's like, I don't know,
It's like Viva La Vida, some Coldplay,
yeah, or like I don't even know. I don't even know which,
Coldplay.
or like, oh my god, who's that guy? Like Phillip Phillips. Oh my god, it's like so much Phillip
Oh,
Phillips.
my Phillip Phillips. Oh.
Yeah, so it's a lot of really good stuff. So that one I definitely recommend as well. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and found a new song or artist or playlist that you want to listen to in the future. And I hope you respect our music taste. Don't come for us. Everyone can like what they like.
Yeah, but we're correct. And if you wanted to hear more episodes from us, make sure to follow us on our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoam.podcast, and our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. Follow us there to keep up and hear about more awesome episodes we have in the future, especially my solo ep next week. So Woo! Excited!
Get excited. And thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on A Coming of Age Movie.